This is Crash Course Podcast by Twinkle.
Hi, and welcome to Crash Course, the podcast that teaches you everything you need to know about important events, people, and places from around the world. Now, in today's podcast, we'll be learning about the important and quite fascinating celebration known as the Moon Festival. Now, along with other big world events like Christmas and Hanukkah and Ramadan and Chinese New Year, the Moon Festival is one of the biggest festivals in the world. It's been celebrated all across Asia for thousands of years, and today we'll be finding out about the who and the where and the whys of this spectacular event. Now let's start with where the Moon Festival all began. And for this, I'll need to tell you a very ancient tale of tragedy and hope. Now the story centers on a goddess called Chang'e. And the tale tells of how long ago, the Earth had 10 suns. And the heat of these suns had ravaged the world with a terrible drought. Now at the request of the Emperor of Heaven, a great archer called Hu Yi shot down 9 of the suns, and that saved life on Earth. And as a reward for his feat, Hu Yi was given the elixir, which is like a potion, the elixir of immortality. That would mean he'd live forever. Now he hid this in his home and planned to share it with his beautiful wife, Chang'e. But while Hu Yi was away hunting, his wicked apprentice, his name was Feng Meng, came to his home to steal the elixir. Now Chang'e, determined to keep it out of Feng's hands, drank the potion, and then was sent up to the heavens, where she took the moon as her home. And it's said that to this day, those who look hard enough can see Chang'e's likeness in the moon. But moving on. Now, the Moon Festival is also called the Mid-Autumn Festival, and it's the second most important festival in the Chinese calendar after the super event, Chinese New Year. Now, the Moon Festival traditionally celebrates the annual harvest of rice and wheat. And ancient Asian cultures believed the moon controlled the seasons, and so they gave thanks to it each year to help ensure a successful crop. Today, some people see the moon as a symbol of new beginnings, while others believe it represents prosperity, peace, and family togetherness. So, when is the Moon Festival? Well, the date of the Moon Festival changes each year, and this is because it follows the Chinese lunar or moon calendar. The Moon Festival is celebrated on the 15th day of the 8th month every year. And on this day, the moon is always bright and full. And this is normally in September or October. And in the Northern Hemisphere, where the Moon Festival is mostly celebrated, this is the autumn time. But in Australia, in the Southern Hemisphere, that's going to be in the spring. Speaking of celebrating, who does celebrate the Moon Festival exactly? Well, quite frankly, people all over the world celebrate Moon Festival. But the Moon Festival is especially important in places like China, South Korea, and Vietnam. It's a public holiday in these countries. However, similar festivals are celebrated in Hong Kong, and Taiwan, Thailand, Cambodia, and all across Asia as well. In fact, in China alone, the festival is celebrated by more than 1.4 billion people. And many thousands of Australians celebrate the festival each year as well. And that happens all across the country. Now, the Moon Festival is all about celebrating togetherness. And it has four big features. It's all about gatherings, lanterns, mooncakes, and prayer. And we're going to talk about these a little bit more. We'll start with gatherings. So, Moon Festival is normally celebrated at outdoor gatherings. Delicious meals and greetings are shared with friends and family. And there are lots of weird and wonderful traditions associated with the Moon Festival too. For example, in China, young women are encouraged to throw a handkerchief into a crowd, and the young man who catches it must return it to her for a chance at romance. People often send gifts or messages to family who are away or live overseas. Moonfest was also when people take time to admire the beauty and brightness of the moon. Lanterns are the main symbol of the moon festival. People carry brightly lit lanterns through the streets. They attach them to tall towers or send them soaring high into the night sky. And often, riddles are written on the lanterns and people are challenged to solve them. Now, mooncakes are the traditional food of the moon festival. And what, you may ask, is a mooncake? Well, a mooncake is a special pastry that's filled with a thick paste made from red bean or lotus seed, as wrapped in a thin crust. They're round in shape, just like the moon. And the circular shape, for some, also represents family reunion. Now, mooncakes are usually sweet and are eaten in small wedges. And they're also often decorated with intricate designs, and they're given to friends and family as a symbol of love and respect. Now in China again, it is a tradition to make huge mooncakes. In fact, the largest mooncake ever made weighed an enormous 2,500 kilograms. That's more than a rhinoceros. During the moon festival, many people pray to the gods for good luck in the year to come. Cheng Yi, the goddess of the moon from our story at the start, is especially important for many people at this time of year. Mooncakes are often made in her honour, and many children believe Cheng Yi lives in the moon itself. During the festival, they try to find her outline high in the sky. At the same time, food like apples and oranges, grapes, peaches and pears are offered as gifts to the gods, and incense is lit as a sign of respect. But the moon festival is celebrated in many different ways across Asia. So in China, people celebrate the festival with lion and dragon dances. In Vietnam, children parade through the streets wearing masks. In South Korea, people return to their hometowns to celebrate the festival. In Taiwan, well, people there enjoy outdoor barbecues together in parks, often along the riverside. While in Hong Kong, you can buy ice cream mooncakes. Imagine that. And so there you have it. Your crash course on the Moon Festival is complete. It sounds like great fun, doesn't it? But do you celebrate the Moon Festival? Or do you know someone who does? Well, chances are you do, because more than 1 million Australians celebrate this fabulous event each year. Thanks for joining us today at Crash Course Podcast. We hope you learn a lot. And catch you next time.